Now, I was rather excited about Gospel Beach, capital H, when they came around a few years ago. Quite a few years ago, actually. I've just checked and it was actually 6 years ago. Blimey! It was their 2018 album, Another Winter Alive. And that was their second album, I think. They've done quite a lot since then, which I need to have a look at, you know, because I rather think I've let them get off the radar for me. And I think they were supplanted in my mind by the Sheepdogs, who have a wonderful sound to them. And I always rush out to their new albums. And I was very pleased that Gospel Beach, who I remember seeing live at, where was it? Was it so, where was it? It was somewhere in Manchester, had a very old cabinet, very old organ cabinet, very nice. And there weren't many of us there, so it was very, like a very, not like a very, to me it seemed as if it were a very personal gig. And I really liked that, actually. Was it Soap Factory? Maybe somebody can tell me, at Manchester Club. Anyway, they have a new album out. It's called Wiggle Your Fingers. Yeah, nice. And what they've done is they've given us some Yachty, Rocky, some Americana with a bit of indie in there, some Tom Petty, some country, a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll. So the end, which is, of course, is the final track here, has pop country rock. But that, as you know right now, settles into Americana Avenue. It's moved in. Americana is a lot of things. Like prog is an awful lot of things to an awful lot of people. And I like things like You're the Only One, open brackets, Frozen Burrito number 2, close brackets. It's very 70s pop. It's got a big bass with dry drums. That's extremely 70s. An open melody, and then they give you a slide guitar solo. So you know you're getting a bit of 70s goodness, because they, pop singers, singer-songwriters, were not afraid to do that country pop rock thing either. Now, we start though with a bit of late Fleetwood Mac. A lot of people are doing late Fleetwood Mac, kind of Tango in the Night type sound, as Americana and as yacht rock. This is yacht rock with a bit of that as well. Nothing But a Fool, it's called. But then there's almost a pastiche to the languorous slide guitar and very country music vocal of I'll Close My Eyes. It becomes a bit more FM, and that's lovely, but it does sound a bit of a pastiche, a bit weird. I really like Hang Time as in Rosemary and Time, with a Tom Petty feel to the Americana. They had a slide. It's got a very easy to like feel, and I do like it. I was one of those ones. I think probably after, I mean, Second Chances, it's got more groove to it, which I liked at that time on the album, coming in around the third track. But the best thing here, I think, is The Dropouts, part 1 and 2, oh yes, which has more of a poppy feel. And then after a rougher riff and a bit of an organ, just saying, hang on a minute, I'll have a go here as well. You've got a bit of floaty 10cc and 70s again, 70s vibe. They are great, Gospel Beach. I need to go back and have a listen to what they've done recently. I feel they've rather got away from me. And I was one of the ones who was pushing to tell everybody about them in magazines when they first came here. So I think I need to pick this up again, because I felt like I was the only one in those days. Sankey Soap, it was called. That's it. I think there were only about 10 of us here, there. There were probably hundreds, but it seems like those people who were at the Free Trade Hall with the Sex Pistols. I was there, you know. I wasn't, of course not. But it feels like there were only about 10 of us there. There probably weren't, but it felt very personal. It felt like we were at the beginning of something, and Gospel Beach have never really taken off in the kind of way that the Sheepdogs have, in a quiet way, but with more fans. And I think that Gospel Beach deserve it in just the same way. Have a listen to this album, then wiggle your fingers till you get to that CD and take it to be paid for. Ta-ta.